सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्वः प्रचोदयात्।
Compassionate Lord, the non-dual, attributeless, the omnipresent, the ever-blissful. You have filled our lives with your pristine love and taught us to love you. Swami, how can we ever adequately express our gratitude to you? You have come and become the center of our lives. Our mother, father, friend, and guide. Our eyes beget their worth only as long as we see your enrapturing form. Our hands become worthy only as long as we engage them in your work. Our thoughts gain significance only when we contemplate on your message for mankind. Our body begets its worthiness only in being an instrument of expression of your will. Swami, give us the strength, the will to act, to be grateful for all that you have done for us. On this auspicious occasion of Aradhana Mahotsavam, we rededicate ourselves to your mission of love and peace.
Our heartfelt gratitude to Bhagwan, our humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected Sri ESL Narasimhanji, His Excellency the Governor of Andhra Pradesh, respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. We've all gathered here this morning in thousands, nay, in millions in different parts of the globe to express our heartfelt gratitude to our most beloved Bhagwan for all that He has been for us, for all that He has done for us, and for blessing us to be in His close divine physical proximity. I am reminded of that glorious day, 17th of May 1968. The location was Dharmakshetra in Mumbai, and the occasion was the first world conference of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. On that day, Bhagwan made a divine declaration. He said, "I have been hiding one aspect of mine from you, and today I am going to reveal that to you. And that is that I am Sarvadevata Swarupa, all the names and all the forms ascribed by man to God are present in this Satyasai manifestation. In the previous yugas, when the avatar came, there were very few who were blessed with the awareness of his divinity. A few saints, sages, monks, and those who were embodying the facets of the divine glory were blessed with that understanding. But in this avatar, when the avatar is still in the physical form, today, devotees from 55 countries have gathered here for this international conference. And you have been blessed because you have had the vision of the living divinity in your life itself. You are indeed very, very fortunate. Thank you so much, Swami, for having bestowed on us this greatest of opportunity of being in your divine physical proximity and realizing your supreme divinity.
Lord Shashank, when the God comes down and descends on earth, his only purpose is the ascent of man to spiritual heights. It is like the mother who bends down to pick the child up into the warmth and protection of her embrace. I am reminded here of a small instance. We recently visited the TVS Motor Company, and Mr. Venu Srinivasan was sharing with us one small instance when Swami called him and his son for an interview. This was the first interview for the child, and he was very apprehensive and confused about what he could speak to the omniscient Lord of the entire universe. Swami called them inside, and this child had some apprehension writ large on his face. After some time, Swami turned towards him and asked, "Child, do you like cars?" This was his favorite topic. And he said, "Yes, Swami, I like cars." And then Swami narrated the various cars that had been blessed by his used in his avataric mission. And after that, they were conversing like good friends for a long time, with thousands waiting outside. Then Swami asked him a very simple and innocent looking question. And Swami said, "Child, will you give me a car?" He was taken aback and said, "Swami, which car do you want?" And pointing to his heart, Swami said, "I want the car of your heart, so that remove all desires from your heart, so that sitting in the driver's seat, Swami can drive you through the lanes and by lanes of this world to the goal of self-realization." The highest of philosophy expounded to a small child in the simplest of terms. This way, Bhagwan has given ananda, joy and bliss to all of us in one way or the other. Let us hear the glory of that embodiment of ananda.
Ananda balude ananda baludai kanagumputo aadu konaga vache Ramachandrude Ramachandrudai Tanabantulanu Kanugonagavache
మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో
సత్య సాయి భగవానుని ఎంత ప్రేమయో మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించే సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుని ఎంత ప్రేమయో ముత్తు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరాంబ ముత్తు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరుడే అవతరించే పవిత్ర భారతాన ఎంత పుణ్యమో మనదెంత పుణ్యమో సత్య సాయి దర్శింప జన్మ ధన్యమో మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించే సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాడిన రీతిగా
కొనగా
నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించే సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో
సాయి బాబా
సత్య సాయి భగవాన్
నమో
शायद गर्म हवा का एक झोंका था जो एक साल पहले यहीं से गुजरा था। जमी पर लिखी कुछ पुरानी कहानी मिटा गया, कुछ नई दास्ता लिख गया फलक में, बिल्कुल उसी तरह जैसे पहले हुआ करती थी। शायद गर्म हवा का एक झोंका था। आज भी हर सुबह सूरज चला आता है तेरे आंगन में रोशनी मांगने, बारिश आज भी गुनगुनाती है इन्हीं शीशों के मुंडेरों पर, रोज जहां तुम बैठते हो आज भी वक्त की शाख से टूटे शिकायतों की सूखी पत्तियां हटाकर दुआओं की ताजी पंखुड़ियां छोड़ जाते हैं आज भी। आज लोग कहते हैं तुम आराम कर रहे हो यहां, संगमरमर की सफेद चादर ओढ़े तुम आराम कर रहे हो यहां। रातें आती हैं तो उसी पत्थर पर चांद पिघलकर यूं फैल जाता है जैसे जाड़े में ओस की बूंदे फूलों के दामन पर बैठ गए हो। आज भी वहीं बैठकर मैं सितारों के बीच खोई पगडंडी ढूंढता रहता हूं सपनों के शहर पहुंचने के लिए। आज भी जब तुम याद आते हो आंसू का दरिया पलकों में ही थम जाता है, पता नहीं क्यों रुखसार में उतरता ही नहीं। लुक्का छुप्पी खेलने की तुम्हारी पुरानी आदत अभी भी बरकरार है, बिल्कुल उसी तरह जैसे पहले हुआ करती थी। शायद गर्म हवा का ही एक झोंका था जो एक साल पहले यहीं से गुजरा था। जमी पर लिखी कुछ पुरानी कहानी मिटा गया, कुछ नई दास्तां लिख गया फलक में, कुछ नई दास्तां लिख गया फलक में।
प्यार का सागर है तू, प्यार का सागर है, एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तू प्यार का सागर है। पर तुमने सारी जन्म लिया, सारी जन्म लिया, दिन दुखी को गले लगाया, युग उपकार किया, युग उपकार दिया, चांद और सितारे भी, सितारे भी तेरी जयकार करेंगे सदा, तेरी जयकार करेंगे सदा, तू प्यार का सागर है। Yeah.
It was a similar morning darshan session. After darshan, Bhagwan was returning to his residence in the car, and as he neared the main entrance, one of the lady devotees moved closer to Bhagwan's car. Bhagwan's driver, Shri Padmanabhan, lowered the glass, and this lady devotee moved ahead, telling Bhagwan that she is leaving. Bhagwan started speaking to her, and since his voice was very soft, this lady devotee moved close to Bhagwan's lips and tried to gather what Bhagwan was saying. Towards the end of that conversation, Swami said something which was totally out of context, and this lady did not understand as to what and why Swami said that. She left thereafter, but this thought lingered in her mind, why Bhagwan said that. Days passed, so did weeks and months, and then on 24th of April 2011, she was shattered. And in that sorrowful moment, those words which Bhagwan had told her that day while leaving rang in her ears. The words which Bhagwan had told her not once but three times, he said, I am not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. These were the words which even Shirdi Baba had mentioned to Lakshmi Bai when she was crying to Baba, saying that please don't leave us. What will happen to us after you go? Shirdi Baba said, Lakshmi, when did I ever come that I am leaving now? I am always here. I will always be with you. Wherever my glory is sung, wherever my devotees gather, I will always be with you. With you, around you, above you, below you, in you, guiding you and guarding you like the eyelids guard the eyes.
Very well said, brother. That Swami is here with us this moment. And He will be with us every moment of our lives. But what is the greatest that a human life can ever achieve? This was the question that Bhagwan posed to some of us gathered in the benign warmth of His presence in Kodaikanal one day. Many answers, from Shravanam, Kirtanam to Atmanivedanam, all the answers possible were given, but none could satisfy Swami. And then when we become quiet, the Lord answers. And He said, in these Chatur Yugas, in these eras, from Sakti Yuga to Kali Yuga, all Dashavatars come to remove the wickedness and establish righteousness on this earth. But the Trinity of Sai Avatar has come only once. And that is why the physical proximity of the avatar, to be in His presence and more so to be called upon to serve Him, is the greatest and the most opportune thing a human life can ever achieve. And a question rang into our minds, and we said, Swami, can anyone ever deserve this, to be in Your presence like this?
And Swami said, no. If I look at your deservedness, you cannot stay with me for even 1 second. You can't even have one glimpse of mine. I keep showering you with continuous grace so that you can make the most of my presence in this physical human form. Sisters and brothers, we are blessed that we had the opportunity to be in his presence. And more so, just like Lord Rama called upon the Vanarasena and his various people to come and serve him, today we have the opportunity to be a small part in his grand and divine mission.
చిత్రవతి తీరమునలనించి రత్నాకర కులమందు జనించి చిత్రవతి తీరమునలనించి దేవత ధరణిని ధన్యము చేయ అవతరించనొక పావన చరితుడు రామ రామ సాయి రామ 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 విద్యావైద్యము ఉచితము బసగి జీవముని పెడి జలమును సంగి విద్యావైద్యము ఉచితము బసగి జీవముని పెడి జలమును సంగి తల్లి కోకెలను అన్నియు తీర్చి ప్రియభక్తుల రక్షించగి దైవము రామ రామ సాయి రామ 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 శాస్త్రముల పోషణ చేసి యజ్ఞయాగారి క్రతువులు సల్పి వేద శాస్త్రముల పోషణ చేసి యజ్ఞయాగారి క్రతువులు సల్పి పరమ పవిత్రము చేసెను ధరణిని పరమానందము మోహన రూపుడు రామ రామ సాయి రామ రామ సాదలకు అండగనిలచి పల్లె పల్లె నా సేవలు సల్పి వేద సాదలకు అండగనిలచి పల్లె పల్లె నా సేవలు సల్పి దీవుల బ్రోచడి దీక్షను పోయి పరమానందము కరుణతను సగిన రామ రామ సాయి రామ 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 భేదములన్నీయు బాపి మానవులందరినొక్కటి చేసి విశ్వమై కటా శాంతిని నిలిపిన సర్వదేవతాతీత స్వరూపుడు రామ రామ సాయి రామ 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 భక్తును విడువక భక్తుల నేలుచు సాయని పిలచిన ఓరని పలుకుచు పట్టును విడువక భక్తుల నేలుచు సాయని పిలచిన ఓరని పలుకుచు భక్తుల మధిలో స్థిరముగా నిలిచి
Times many of us are asked this one question: what is the greatest contribution that Bhagwan has made to mankind? And many of us often reply, the healthcare institutions, the educational institutions, or the water projects. But on deeper contemplation, we cannot help but ask ourselves this question: does God descend on earth only to create these institutions? Or are these institutions a means to an end? An end so magnanimous, so profound, that it lies beyond the comprehension of the human mind.
No doubt these institutions are the most exemplary of their kind anywhere in the world. But the most outstanding contribution of Bhagwan is the philosophy that guides and runs these institutions. That food, that water, education, and healthcare should be provided absolutely free of cost. In fact, there was a suggestion that, Swami, we shall provide these facilities free of cost to the poor and the needy, and permit those who can afford to pay for them. Pat came the reply from Bhagwan: I am not providing these services free of cost because the poor and needy cannot afford them. I am providing them free of cost because they ought to be provided free of cost. They are not commodities to be traded for money. They are utilities which should be provided to every citizen of this country free of cost. It would be ideal if noble and able citizens of this land emulate the example of Bhagwan's institutions and start many more of these type. The benefits of their functioning would be reaped by millions of people.
While Bhagwan has given each of us this wonderful life, he has also taught us the art and science of living this life. It is because of Bhagwan's infinite grace that he has shown us the Vedic path of life. Today, thousands and thousands of devotees across the world, irrespective of their caste, creed, religion, nationality, are chanting the Vedas. Men and women sit on equal platform and chant the Vedas in unison. The essence of the Vedas, the Upanishads, which are available only to the elite few, have been given to all of us by Bhagwan's infinite grace. Swami, we are ever indebted to you for showing us this wonderful path of the Vedic religion, of the Vedic Dharma, of the Sanatana Dharma. Swami, we will never be able to express our gratitude to you for showing us this path of knowledge, this path of wisdom, this path of fulfillment.
Today, when nations are fighting with each other for the fundamental differences that they highlight in their respective religions, it was Bhagwan who said, there is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one God, and He is omnipresent. It was Bhagwan who said that I have not come to start a new religion. I have come to repair the ancient highway leading man to God. I have come to ensure that every Hindu becomes a better Hindu. Every Muslim becomes a better Muslim. Every Christian becomes a better Christian. It was this unity of religions that Bhagwan guided us on the path of all through his life, which is one of the most outstanding contributions of this avatar, never before undertaken by any prophet in any yuga. If we have to express our gratitude to Bhagwan, there is only one way, and that way is to walk the path He has shown us. In His lifetime, Bhagavan has given over 3,000 divine discourses. He has not left out any part of human life on which He has not given His divine wisdom. It is now left to us to carry forward the divine legacy of Bhagavan and be an exemplary Sai devotee by moving ahead on that path in our thought, in our word, and in our deed. That will be the greatest tribute that all of us all over the world can offer to our Yuga Avatar, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
साईं के दरबार में
हमारे ओ बोलिए कौन सी जाति है वो मानवता की जाति हमारी
समता समग्रता समैक्यता सौभ्रातृत्व
listening to devotional songs adoring Bhagwan on this Sri Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsav this morning. Next is a talk by Mr. V. Srinivasan.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Your Excellency, Sri ESL Narasimhan, Governor of Andhra Pradesh, Honorable Sri Raghuveera Reddy, Honorable Srimati Geeta Reddy, Ministers of the Government of Andhra Pradesh, Respected Swami Suddhanandaji, Sri Jayaraman, Respected Elders, Brothers, Sisters, and students. Sai Ram. I extend to all of you salutations on this most holy and solemn occasion. Exactly 1 year ago, the Infinite One resolved to end his finite stay on this earth and return to himself. It was his sankalpa, and taken as usual in all his glory. In his infinite form, he continues his divine mission. He continues to be with his devotees and all those who believed and believe in him. He continues to manifest himself whenever and wherever he wills. There is no corner of this universe where Satya Sai is not. He created the worlds, and they will be his playfields for time eternal. Fortunate are those who have experienced his leelas, and blessed are those who continue to enjoy his communion. Truly, Satya Sai is the resurrection and the life. A life of love, a life of compassion, a life of service to the poor and the needy, verily a life eternal. It is therefore fitting that we observe this day as the Aradhana Mahotsava, not a day of grieving, but a day of worship, devotion, and dedication to him who literally gave each one of us a new life, and he continues to do so to those who follow his teachings. The time that we were fortunate to spend with him has really been a period of preparation. Bhagavan had said that the glory of his mission will increase day by day. Brothers and sisters, each one of us has a role to play in that expanding glory. Therefore, let us not grieve. Let us not feel that Satya Sai has left us as orphans. Remember his words, I am in you, around you, above you, behind you. Remember his words, you may want to leave me, but I will never leave you. Satya Sai has always said that wherever his work is done, he is there. He has said that wherever his name is taken, he is there. So let us rejoice. Let us shed our slumber and plunge into his work. Let us take his name always. And let us remember that he wanted us to work together and to sing together. Bhagavan always valued collective action and worship rather than as individuals acting alone. He has clearly shown us the way. There is no room for doubt or delusion. Let us not have any doubt whether the institutions set up by Bhagavan will continue. No human can interfere in what he has willed. They will go on and on in the way that he willed that they should. They are the temples of pure love, and Bhagavan has demonstrated repeatedly that there is no power on this earth which is greater than the power of pure love which Bhagavan Baba personified. It is therefore most fitting, Your Excellency, that you are with us here today at this new beginning. You have been a true devotee of Bhagavan and put into practice all the inspiration that he gave to you in your long and distinguished career of public service. We extend to you a very cordial welcome and look forward to your message of hope and enthusiasm. As part of this 3-day observance, we have also included a colloquium on the theme, Remembering the Divine from the Form to the Formless. The theme address was given by Dr. Samuel Sandwise, a distinguished scientist and long-standing Sai devotee. We have also had the good fortune of addresses by Swami Shuddhananda Ji of the Yogoda Society and Sri Jayaraman of the Ramanashram, who have given a broader perspective to the theme from their own spiritual experiences. Let me also add, sir, that all the Sai institutions continue to function as they did during the physical presence of the avatar. The university, the hospitals, the central trust, the ashram, the Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust, the Sai Seva organizations of India and overseas. The creed given by Bhagavan, love all, serve all, is the spirit that inspires and guides them. I am happy to announce that the University Grants Commission has conveyed its approval of the new campus of our university at Muddanahalli. This campus will officially begin to function from the ensuing academic year. I'm also happy to inform the audience that with the inspiration of our beloved Bhagavan, the trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust have resolved that the trust should expand the coverage of the Sri Satya Sai Rural Drinking Water Supply Project in Anantapur district, set up by Bhagwan Baba, with the addition of a further 118 villages at a cost of over 80 crores of rupees. In this connection, the trustees had recently met the Honorable Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, who has assured all support to the project. The official government order from the government is expected very shortly, on receipt of which the work will immediately commence. The project will be completed in 2013. Baba, in his munificent water projects, has covered over 1,500 villages, helping more than 2.5 million people with pure drinking water. If today the city of Chennai has drinking water supply 24/7, it is only due to the grace of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I am also happy to announce that a memorandum of understanding between the Radio Sai and the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization in India has been signed today. The purpose of this memorandum of understanding is to have a greater dissemination of Bhagavan's teachings and his messages. It is my privilege to place this signed memorandum at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan. all that is done and will be done is only done by Bhagavan, not by us. We are just instruments, and it is our good fortune to be so. We pray to Him that we be fitting instruments in the execution of His divine mission. Jai Sai Ram. I now invite Padma Shri Dr. G. Venkatraman to make introductory remarks on the extremely important treatise which he has written and which will be released by the Honorable Governor this morning. Dr. Venkatraman.
Most beloved Bhagwan, as always, I would like to begin by offering my humble and respectful salutations at your divine lotus feet. Your Excellency, the Governor of Andhra Pradesh, distinguished guests, esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, and not forgetting you, my dear students, Sai Ram to all of you. Your Excellency, with your kind permission, I would now like to say something about the book that you have so graciously agreed to release after I finish speaking. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Blessed Lord says that everything is Brahman, including the various aspects of the offerings made to Him. What it means in this case is that the book was written by Swami, edited by Him, designed by Him, and printed by Him, and He it was who also published it. That said, in the inscrutable divine drama in which all of us play a part, God does everything through instruments. I was one of those, and if at all I had anything to do with this book, it is just that I operated the keyboard. And Brother Gary Bells, who is happily here, who is sitting over there, was the instrument that headed the team, which converted a rather scrappy manuscript into an elegant coffee table set, which you will soon see after His Excellency releases the book. Now, any number of books have been written about our beloved Bhagwan Baba. That said, this book is different in many ways. Essentially, it's a biography rather than a hagiography, and it is addressed specifically to those who know little about Swami or have never heard of Him. You might ask, why was such a book needed? Here's my answer. Presently, the world is facing all sorts of complex problems. Even if we try to forget them, the media would not allow us to, because for today's media, it's bad news that is front page or breaking news. As Mark Twain said, rumor goes all the way around the world before truth is even able to put on its shoes. Many of the problems humanity faces today are so complex that they seem beyond solution, like climate change and terrorism, for example. However, the fact is, and please believe me, Swami's teachings can solve any man-made problem, no matter how complicated and naughty it is. Since Swami's life itself was His message, does it not follow that people in high places everywhere should know something about Swami's life, what Swami did for humanity, and how He did it? Well, that in brief is the raison d'etre for the book about to be released. It is my earnest hope that through this book, the heads of the World Bank and the IMF, for example, would be able to ensure that the projects they fund do not get lost in red tape as they are bound to, unless those executing the projects are charged with love and compassion for the beneficiaries. Likewise, the World Health Organization must know that healthcare cannot reach all unless the people who work for it really and truly feel the agony of millions who are in pain, both physical and mental. Like, for example, that of countless mothers who lose their baby during childbirth simply because they have no hospital to go to or not even the assistance of a midwife. And let me not forget the Secretary General of the United Nations, who is constantly struggling to bring peace to different parts of the world where violent conflict is raging, as in fact is happening right now and as he is trying to do right now. Is it not time for him to know that peace cannot be secured merely through the suspension of conflict, but only through the play of genuine compassion, understanding and love? To put it simply, this book is the story of pure love and how it can make the impossible happen, provided people give up their love for power and try instead to use the power of love, which is truly unlimited. Swami's story really begins on October 20, 1940, the day when Satya, as Swami was known then, dropped out of school and left home saying that people were calling him and that he was going to serve humanity. World War II had been raging for over a year at that time, and Hitler had swept across the whole of Western Europe. As a schoolboy in Karachi, where I was living in those days, I still remember them very well, as also how Hitler was raining bombs on London as a prelude to invading Britain. And yet, with all that was happening in Europe, a little boy in faraway India dropped out of school in order to serve humanity. Is such a thing even conceivable? Hardly. Not to us. Not to me anyway. Swami, however, was absolutely clear about what he wanted to do, when he would do it, and how exactly he would do it. How could a 14-year-old be so confident? That, Your Excellency, is what the miracle of pure love is all about. The power of pure love is so great, there is nothing it cannot achieve. At the time Swami dropped out of school, he was staying with his elder brother Seshma Raju, who was absolutely devastated by his younger brother's decision. Seshma Raju continued to feel highly frustrated, and in 1947, before India became independent by the way, he wrote a long letter. And on the 25th of May 1947, Swami wrote an equally long reply, and I now wish to quote a few significant excerpts from that historic letter. Quote, please pay attention to this carefully. Swami says, "The good always provoke the bad into calumny. The bad always provoke the good into doing more good. That is the nature of the world. One must be surprised if such things do not happen. People have to be pitied rather than condemned. They do not know. They have no patience to judge correctly. So they write all sorts of things. If only they knew, they would refrain from writing or talking like that. Untruth can never win. Untruth might appear to overpower truth, but its victory would fade away and truth would establish itself." Swami then goes on to add, and this may be considered as his mission manifesto, "I have a task to foster all mankind and ensure for all people lives full of ananda. I have a vow to lead all who stray away from the straight path back again into goodness and save them. I am attached to a work that I love, to remove the suffering of the poor and grant them what they lack. I will not give up my mission nor my determination. I shall carry them out. I act and move only for the sake of mankind. No one can comprehend my glory, whoever he is, whatever his method of inquiry, and however long his attempt. You will yourself see the full glory in the coming years. Devotees must have patience and forbearance." End of quote. And now, with your permission, sir, I'd like to give you a 90-second sample of the authority with which Swami could speak, and I request you to pay attention to the video screen over there. Can I have the clip, please? I hope it goes well.
మెడ్రాస్ రాష్ట్రం లోపల త్రాగడానికి నీరు లేదు. ఏదో ధనవంతులు లారీలతోనో లేక బండ్లతోనో తెప్పించుకుని త్రాగలుగుతున్నారు. ఈ బీద ప్రజలు ఏ నీటిని కొనుక్కోగలరు? ఏ నీటిగా తన ప్రాణాన్ని నిలుపుకోగలరు? కనుకనే వర్షంతో పడినటువంటి ఆ గుంతల్లో నీరు త్రాగి ఆరోగ్యాన్ని పాడు
చేసుకుంటారు.
కనుకని ఎంత నష్టమైనా సరియే, ఎంత కష్టమైనా సరియే, మెడ్రాస్ అంతా కూడాను మంచి నీరు అందించాలని నేను సంకల్పించుకుంటున్నాను. ఇది తప్పక నెరవేరుతుంది, దీనికి సందేహమే లేదు. ఆ దృఢమైనటువంటి విశ్వాసాన్ని మానవుడు అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి. ఎంత కష్టమైనా సరియే, మెడ్రాస్ అంతా కూడాను మంచి నీరు అందించాలని నేను సంకల్పించుకుంటున్నాను. ఇది తప్పక నెరవేరుతుంది, దీనికి సందేహమే లేదు.
థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫర్ ది క్లిప్ దట్ షోడ్ యూ Swami making an emphatic declaration to solve the drinking water problem of Chennai. The people of Chennai had not appealed to Swami specifically, but he came to their rescue nevertheless. That is God who loves us all equally, even if we do not bother about him. My respected brother, Mr. Srinivasan, just now told you that from that day onwards, the taps in Madras have never gone dry. That is Sai's Vajra Sankalpa. Dear sisters and brothers, times are such that thanks to the proliferation of so-called gurus, spirituality itself has begun to get a bad name. Where Swami was concerned, he always put love first and last. Although Bhagwan kept executing one mega project after another, he never stretched out his hand for money. As he proudly said on so many occasions, this is the hand that gives and does not ask. And Swami also used to add, all I ask of you is to leave your bad habits here and go home purified. That is all that he asked of us. What a remarkable thing to say. But then, pure love alone can speak that language, which is why we also always sing, Prem Ishwar Hai and Ishwar Prem Hai. Dear brothers and sisters, allow me to end by respectfully suggesting that all of us, yours truly included, must not merely utter those words from our lips, but actually feel the content of those words in our hearts. And now, Your Excellency, I would carry the book from the lotus feet of the Bhagavan along with my dear friend Gary Bells, bring it to your presence, kindly release the book. And after the release, the book is released, please accept that as Bhagavan's prasadam to you this morning.
The governor, Mr. E.S.L. Narasimhan, is now releasing the book, The Miracle of Pure Love.
Thank you.
Governor respectfully offered the three-part volume at Bhagwan's lotus feet.
My privilege now to invite His Excellency Sri Narasimhan to address this gathering. Sri Narasimhan.
Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Ashirvadam Tiskoni. Om Sri Sai Ram. నా ముందు ఉన్నే ఈ సాయి భక్త సామ్రాజ్యం నా కన్నుకు తెలియలేక సర్వలోకంలో ఉన్నే శ్రీ సాయి భక్త సామ్రాజ్యం మీ అందరకు నా వందనాలు. భగవాన్ ని నేను ఒక సూర్యుడు అని పిలిపిస్తాను. సూర్యుడికి సూర్యోస్తం లేదు, సూర్య ఉదయం లేదు, అది ఒక నిరంతరమైన ప్రకృతి. అట్లానే భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా కూడా, ఆయనకి సూర్య ఉదయం లేదు, అస్తం లేదు అనే ఒక నిరంతరమైన ఒక ప్రకృతి. సూర్యం అనేది ఒక సమయం ఒక చోట్ల ఉంటుంది, మనకందరూ సంతోషం ఇస్తున్నది, ఇంకొక సమయం ఇంకొక చోట్ల ఉంటుంది. అంతే సర్వలోకంలో సర్వ ప్రకృతిని అందరికీ సంతోషం ఇచ్చేది సూర్యుడు. అట్లా అంటే భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా కూడా ఈ లోకంలో ఉండే అన్ని మందులకు సంతోషించిన ఒక మహానుభావుడు ఆ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా. ఆదిత్య హృదయం పుణ్యం సర్వశత్రు వినాశనం అని చెప్తారు. భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబాతో సంబంధం పెట్టుకున్న మన అందరికీ మన హృదయం నుంచి అన్ని శత్రు వినాశనం చేసేది ఒక శక్తి ఉన్నది ఆయనకి. మన దగ్గర ఉన్న శత్రు, మన మనసులో ఉన్న శత్రువులు ఎవరన్నా అనుకుడితే కామం, క్రోధం, మదం, లోభం, ఈ నాలుగును ఆయన తీయలేదు, మన మనసులోనే పెట్టున్నారు. కానీ ఎట్లా దీన్ని, హీ మేడ్ దిస్ పాజిటివ్, ద సేమ్ నెగటివ్ ఫీచర్స్ విచ్ వి కాల్డ్ శత్రు నేమ్ కామం, క్రోధం, మదం, లోభం వాజ్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ ద మోర్ పాజిటివ్ ఫీచర్ బై శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా. దట్ ఈస్ కామం, వెర్ హీ సెడ్ యూ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్యాషన్ ఫర్ సర్వీస్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హీ సెడ్. That is how he interpreted his karma was a passion for selfless service or seva. Krodham is angry with yourself if you are not able to achieve or do this seva for the others, a selfless seva. Madam is something where you feel happy that you have, that God has given you this opportunity to serve mankind. And lobham is asking for more, asking God to bestow upon us his blessings for more and more such opportunities. That is how he interpreted this kamam, krodham, madam, lobham in all of us. Well, Sri Venkatraman was kind enough to prove his devotion to Sri Satya Sai Baba when he made the statement that the Bhagavan conceived this book, the Bhagavan guided this book, the Bhagavan wrote this book, the Bhagavan published this book. But I find fault with Mr. Venkatraman for only one thing, that I would like to say the Bhagavan released this book today in your midst. Bhagavan may not be in our physical presence today. You may say so, but I don't agree with you. Because Bhagavan is somebody whom you experience, you don't see. You have to experience the presence of Bhagavan and not see it. Right now, sitting here, you cannot see the sun. Can you say there is no sun? You cannot. You are experiencing the effect of sun, the impact of sun. So also, while Bhagavan may not be here with us, in our presence here today, probably is in some other part of the globe giving that sun and that light and illumination to another group of Sai Bhakta Samrajyam. So that is how, what that is the importance of Bhagavan. Though exactly a year back on this very day, at 7 a.m. when we got the message in Hyderabad, saying the light has gone out of our lives. My first reaction was, it is a wrong way, light has not gone out of our lives. Light has in fact come into our lives. Because Bhagavan's this thing was, I am shedding my form, my physical form, but my Atma I am putting into every one of you. And that is what it is. So I felt that he provided us a light, he provided his Atma into every one of us, and he did not leave us at all. He only made us stronger by putting in us this determined feature that we will abide by his direction and by his following and by his preachings to all of us. What is so unique about Baba that we keep on talking about? Some call him Baba, namely Father. Some address him as Swami, a master or a guru. And some address him as Bhagavan, that is God. I would say that Swamiji was three in one. He was a Baba, he was a Swami, he was a Bhagavan. It was all these three put together in one. As Baba, he would adopt a different approach in every role that he played, as far as little that I know of Swamiji. As a Baba, that is as a father, when we go to him as children, as his children, our pillalu, he would say, Bangaram. He would never address you by name. He would always say, Bangaram, Ra. He saw in you a golden speck. As a child, he saw that you are gold, the almighty gold. And when he looked at him as a Swami, or a master, or a guru, he would commandeer you to do a job. And that job was done. In fact, last time when one of the visits when I came to Puttaparthi, when I was told about the hostel that was being built and asked them what is the time limit, they said so and so many days. I said, will you complete it? He said, this is the command of the Swami. We have no choice. It will be completed by him because he has given the command, he'll also complete it. We have nothing to do without. That is what I was told. And when we look at it as Bhagavan, of course we consider him as a revered avatar. As with reverence we look at him at reverence. So I see Swamiji in all the three avatars as a Baba, as a Swami and Bhagavan, all in different times. Actually, we are aware of this concept, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. To me, Swamiji, I think, had all these four filled into him. Mata Pita, of course, as I told you, when he meets, looked at us as a child and to call you Bangaram. Guru, when he commands us to do a certain job. And Atithi, why do you call him an Atithi? Because Swamiji never waited for you to come to him. He would come to your doorstep. Here is a man who came to his disciples to tell them that he was there with them, in them, by them, for them. We never waited for him, for us to come to Prashanthi Nilayam to pay our salutations to him. So he was an Atithi in that sense to our place. So I consider him as Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. All the four manifestations in this one single person. In fact, when you look at the spread of the Sai Bhakta Samrajyam throughout the world, one can only say, Swamiji was like Sahasra Shirusha Purusha, Sahasra Acha Sahasrapath. He was there everywhere. He was present everywhere. He do not know, how can Sahasra in this sense does not mean 1,000. It is infinite, is what it really means. So Sahasra here does not mean 1,000 or 100. It means infinite. And that was the true greatness of Baba. And that is why today we have Swamiji's disciples, Swamiji's followers, Swamiji's faith believers all over the world. And it is not restricted only to Prashanthi Nilayam in Puttaparthi. That was the uniqueness of this great Swamiji. He was one who did not believe in one particular religion or one particular God. For him, it was Ekam Satvipra Bahudha Vadanti. You may call him Allah, you may call him Ram, you may call him Rahim, but for him, everybody was one. For him, God essentially was service, seva and love. That was God for him. Like the thing goes, Vaishnava Janato Tene Kahiye Jo Peed Parai Jane Re. Here, when you say Vaishnava Jan is, one is God's own person. He only is God's own person who realizes the pain and suffering of others. And Swamiji was exactly that. He was a man who could see the pain and suffering of people all around him and run to the rescue and say, what can I do for him, with a smile. This was the true greatness of Swamiji. As put by one of my earlier speakers, he understood the fundamentals of life so well. In his view, education, health care, and drinking water or food or means of sustenance was the most critical element for anybody's life. If you gave anybody all these three, bhakti would automatically follow. Of the various forms of yoga, you call up bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga. But many of us are not capable of many of these things. Swamiji, of course, was a karma yogi. For him, it was karmanye kya vadirastu na paleshu cha. Action is thy duty, fruit is not thy concern. But every one of us cannot become a karma yogi. It's an extremely difficult thing. All of us are still human beings. So there is a certain attachment, there's a certain expectation, there's a certain belief in all of us. But Swamiji was above all that. That is why he was being called Bhagavan. He had become an avatar. And for him, he thought, by giving all these basic minimum, at least people will get bhakti into them, and the devotion into them, and that will make them true citizens, and their march to mukti will be much easier. So he really promoted bhakti yoga in all of us by providing these basics, namely education, health care, and the means of sustenance of life. How crucial it is, ladies and gentlemen, you may ask, brothers and sisters, you may ask. I mean, education today is, I think, the key to life. If you don't have proper health, there's nothing that you can do if you are going to be lying sick in hospital all the time. If you don't have the basic minimum of means of sustenance, I may give you great lectures, theoretical postulations, etc. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I want that morsel of food to fill my stomach. I want that drop of water. Sagar ka ek boond mujhe chahiye. Ek boond, is sagar ka ek boond hi mil gaya hai, toh main kush ho jata. So without that morsel of food and that boon of water, what is it that you are going to do? And that is where, that is the greatness of Swamiji, that he recognized these three essential elements and emphasized on this. And today we have institutions which he has built up with such great care. In fact, I think I am very unpopular as far as my state is concerned. When I keep on saying this, if one Swamiji could do this, why is it that we as a government are not able to do this? This is a question that has been agitating me over the last 2 years. I keep raising this to my friend Raghuveera Reddy and to my Geeta Reddy or to anybody else, etc. How can one person lay down a timetable and build institutions of this world-class, top-of-the-shelf culture, this thing? And why is it that we can't do that? What is so great about this one Swamiji who could do this and not all of us put together? That is because here is a man who probably felt for others. Who said he did not do this because he wanted to have a university named after him, Sri Satya Bhabha Institute of Technology. No, that was not his purpose. His purpose was service to humanity. So this is the lesson that all of us have to learn from the Swamiji. Whatever we do, let us do with this simple thought in us that we are doing this to serve humanity. This will improve the lives of our people, and our whole concept of life should be, how can I help my brethren? All of us may not be in the same position, where various different people. After all, when Ram was crossing and going over to Lanka, near Rameshwaram, where the Vanara Sena was building the bridge for him. When the bridge was being built, huge boulders, the Vanara Sena would take it and keep going. There was a small squirrel which was nibbling in the mud. So the Vanara Sena came and said, oh, you little squirrel, we are carrying big boulders. What are you doing, squibbling with mud? Do you think you can carry this thing? Ram took that squirrel in his hand and smartly said, Jitna bhi chota ho, tum bhi meri madad kar sakte ho. So har aadmi ka madad kar sakta. Aisa nahi ki aap badi se badi cheez dhan se karoge ya tan se karoge ya man se karoge. But the very feeling that somebody deserves to be helped, I think is wealth for me. I may not be in a position to help many people, but if I can feel, if I can even have the sense to say that I need to help this gentleman, I think I have done a great job. And that is what Swamiji really taught us. So we don't have to say that I don't have that money, Swamiji. I don't have the time, Swamiji. I don't have the capability, Swamiji. But if you can spread this thought around all of us, there will be some people who will be able to invest on it. There will be some people who will be able to undertake this. But the thought, I think, is something which must pervade all of us. Swamiji's main thing was, making every creation of God into a human being. His concept of human being was different. His concept of human being was not just create a graduate, a postgraduate, or a doctor or an engineer. That was not his concept. A human being is somebody who lives for others. And that is what Swamiji was very particular about. And this is the concept I think we need to really talk about. I'm only saying people like me can probably only talk about it. But I'm happy that I'm at least able to talk about it, because if I can talk to about 100 or 1,000 people here, at least one of them probably will take up the thought and follow it up, and I would achieve my success. I will rate it as my success if one amongst the 1,000 people have taken up this thought and say that we must do something for the people. And as Swamiji rightly said, it is not only for the poor, it is for humanity as such that we need to do. We need not always think of only the poor, poor, poor. We can do it for all deserving persons, anybody who is deprived, anybody who requires it, anybody who is going to feel the need for it. We need to do that. And that is what Swamiji really taught us. When we come to Prashanti Ashram, Prashanti Nilayam, here is something where I really look forward, because it gives you both Prasannata and Shanti, both of which are something which people like me and many others miss in our day-to-day living. It is these few minutes or the few hours that one spends at Prashanti Nilayam. Of course, I am not as fortunate of all of you who have had the privilege of being residents of Prashanti Nilayam, the privilege of listening to Swamiji, the privilege of having the darshan of the Swamiji on a regular basis. But as and when the Bhagavan ordains that I should come here to Prashanti Nilayam, I have felt that great peace and satisfaction, and I go back charged with extra energy, with a determination that I must try and do something in my life if it is worth a life. That is how I look at it. Well, passing on to a few personal remarks. Not that I'm saying this out of a sense of pride or a sense of joy or a sense of achievement. I would only like to share a few of my experiences with Swamiji. During my first visit to Prashanti Nilayam, when I rang up Mr. Chakravarti and had fixed up a date and a schedule to come to Puttaparthi to pay my obeisance to Swamiji, the previous night, Mr. Chakravarti rang up and said, "Sir, Swamiji feels that the visit can be postponed." I was really, really upset. Not because I felt that I have been insulted as a governor, but I said, "Why is the Swamiji denying me this darshan tomorrow when everything had been fixed?" I do not know. And I asked Chakravarti, "Why? Is there anything he's angry about? Why is he refused me this darshan?" He said, "Sir, I have absolutely no idea. He only told me, ippudu unda manu governor garu malli chustam." So what was that intent? That was a signal saying that trust, faith is the most important thing. I did not lose my trust or faith in Swamiji. I said, "I will meet this Swamiji. I will definitely come what may. I will have my day and I will get my darshan of the Swamiji." I went on and I did get it. Next time, a month later, Chakravarti said, "Swamiji now feels that the governor should come. He can come." And I came here. And I was seated in that corner. The Swamiji went around giving darshan to everybody. Bhajans were over. The aarti was over. He had met various people. And thereafter he went past me and went into his chambers. I'm sure there was a shockwave which went through many of my friends here. Oh God, what happens? First time this man come, he's refused an entry into Prashanti Nilayam. Second time he comes, he spends his whole time spending here through the bhajan. Still the Swamiji doesn't look at him and he goes away. Then he goes into the chamber, sends for me and my wife. We go there. And you will not believe, that was my first real encounter or meeting with the Bhagavan. I have only heard of his miracles, I have heard of his greatness, I have heard of his preachings. But when I saw him, tears filled my eyes. I do not know why. I have no reason to explain that. I have absolutely no reason to explain this. And because of the softness of his voice, I went as near as I could to him, almost putting my ear to his mouth, which I think I would say was the biggest privilege that anybody could get. I do not know how many of you could have probably had this privilege, and that was there for me. And the two words which still strike me, which probably acts as a guiding force for my life, I'm trying to tell you this is not as a first person account, because this is something which I feel out of my heart, and I think I have to say it in the presence of Swamiji today. He only said, Nee chetulo chala pedda dhaitvam undi. Nuvu eppudu kuda emi tappu pani cheyavu. He said, you will never do anything wrong. He said, go ahead, you have my blessings. And he placed his hand on our heads, both of us. And you do not know what it means to me. To me today, that probably is my biggest strength. I may be doing a lot of wrongs, but I always feel, here is a Bhagavan who had told me that you will never do a wrong. So I probably feel that that is how it is destined and that is how it is happening. So I almost surrendered my deeds. Like it is being said, you know, this is Kayena Vacha Manasendriya Buddhatvana Prakute Savat Karomi Yaddam Sakalam Parasme Sriman Narayanati Samarpayami. So I have surrendered myself. I said, okay, if I am doing something, it is being ordained by somebody else. It is not in my hands to do this job, and I am doing this. In that sense, probably I have almost turned into a sort of fatalist, or somebody who has accepted anything in life coming through. But I think it was probably one of the best moments of my life, getting that blessing from Swamiji. On a second occasion, when I came to him, I had come here to seek his blessings for a very close relation of mine who had a serious health problem. And we are all human beings. We come to seek. We don't give. Because I'm still a basic human being, a raw human being. So you might understand, why is this man talking so much? Ultimately, all that he comes here is to seek and not give. But seeking blessings is also something which has to come into your heart. Because every one of us has that aham in us. Aham Brahmasmi is what we all think. But giving that aham and coming to a sage like him and saying, I seek your blessings, I think it's itself God's own thing. So all that I came to him was, with folded hands, I said, Swamiji, I seek your blessings. I hope nothing will happen. This man just put his head on me and said, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. He said, life is secure. You don't worry about that. And today that person is alive. This is something I cannot believe. Because I have gone through this. I'm sorry. I've become a little emotional. But this is a fact. That it took me a few minutes to come out. Because he kept his hand on me and kept saying it. I know many people are very angry saying that, why is this man sitting, at his feet, touching his feet and standing like that. But I just couldn't control myself that here is a man who says that the person whose health is there is somewhere else. Here is a man who does not know what it is all about. I am only seeking his blessings and his prayers. And he's a man who says nothing will happen. And he gave me that life he gave to that individual, I would say. On the third occasion when I came here, I was out there sitting in that corner doing the discourse or bhajan that it was. He was sitting here on his throne. He told somebody, ask him to come forward. I do not know how he knew. I don't think he even saw me at all, but he said, ask him to come forward. So somebody came and said, sir, mundu raval. So I then moved into that corner and sat there. Then again, he beckoned that man. He said, ask him to come and sit next to me. So I said, Swamiji, I can't sit next to you. I'll sit behind you. But next to you, I cannot, because I don't think I'm worthy of that. I cannot, though you are on the throne, I am on the floor. But still I said, I cannot sit next to you, and I sat behind you. I said, I do not know, why is this man doing it? So this same Swamiji, who at one stage felt that I should wait for my darshan, this was a transformation that he brought in me as a great man. And that is my faith and belief in this Swamiji today. If I have come today, I have not come here as the governor of Andhra Pradesh. I have come here as somebody who has adored him, who sort of worships him as somebody who has given me a life. I have great faith. As I told you, at least in these two personal incidents, I am seeing the impact even today. And that is what faith is built over experiences. So that's why when I said that Swamiji has to be experienced, he is not to be seen. You have to experience what Swamiji's presence means. And it is there everywhere. It may be in your house, it might be in your drawing room, it might be in your office room, it might be wherever, it might be here. You don't have to necessarily come here and only then do it. Can you imagine any other place where thousands of people would come and sit in such a disciplined fashion? I have been telling my colleagues in the police force, Look at this discipline. There's nobody controlling these crowds. They are going in the queue on their own. Nobody's pushing, nobody's sawing. And all of them are going. How does this happen? It is not that Swamiji has told you, you must not do this. I don't know, it comes on your own. All of you are there on the line. Queues are going over miles. People are walking quietly. Many of you probably may not even get a glimpse of him. You may probably just feel the fact that Swamiji is somewhere around. You go back happy saying that I have come to Prashantinilayam today. And you go back saying I have had a darshan of the Swamiji. Even if you have not had the darshan. That is the greatness of Swamiji. The essential listing of him was seva. The concept of seva. Selfless seva. Seva for the needy. Need not necessarily be poor. If you can do that. If you can preach that. Even if you can't do that. I think we would have achieved a great milestone in our lives. Our lives are not like Bhagavan's lives. Ours is not Ananta Yatra. Ours is Anta Yatra. We have an end in our yatra. Whereas he is an Ananta Yatra. His journey goes on. So in that short period that life has been given to us, it will be very useful if only we could follow Swamiji's teachings. If only we could convey his teachings to others, for people like mundane people like me who cannot probably implement or carry out the task that he would like us to task, even if we could sort of convey this to others, we would have done a great job. To me, Swamiji represented the ultimate distinction of Asato Ma Satgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityo Ma Amritangamaya. That is what Swamiji ultimate. From darkness unto light, from ignorance into knowledge, from death into immortality. That is what Swamiji ultimately represented. I know the entire Swami Bhaktas that you people are. It gives me great confidence, particularly when I address gatherings like this, because it gives me the confidence that we are on the right track. We will not lose. A day will come when we will gain. We will win the situation. It might take some time, but the very fact that if I can see thousands of people, Sai devotees here and all over the world, who have such dedication, who have such discipline, who have such commitment to seva, and to work, and to do, carry out his ordinance, I think this country, this globe, has a great future. I would like to say first of this country. The other day, for example, when I was inaugurating the mobile hospital vans of the Sathya Sai Institute in Hyderabad, I was shocked, I was stuck. I mean, the type of equipment that was there, the type of doctors who were willing to, I said, who is going to man these vans? They said, these are the best of top of the shelf doctors. And every day, everything there, even the other, I was just mentioning Raghu Reddy this morning. I said, if these people can run vans in every district, if Swamiji can say that I am going to provide drinking water for Chennai city, if Swamiji does it, if Swamiji says I am going to provide drinking water for Anandapur district, why can't I do it? I will do it, is what I am trying to tell this audience. I will today tell you, brothers and sisters, that this government will definitely do something for the people as ordained by Swamiji. We will carry forth Swamiji's blessings and we will carry out this thing. I would thank Swamiji for giving me this great opportunity today to be in your midst once again and to receive your blessings once again. I feel the impact, I experience your presence, and I give you my word that to the best of my ability, I will try to serve society and the people. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for a most heartwarming address on this most auspicious occasion for all of us. We pray, Bhagwan, that His divine effulgence should always shine on you and your family and guide you and give you the strength to implement what is in your heart. Now there will be some excerpts of the benedictory addresses given by our beloved Bhagwan. They are right now going to come on the screens. Sai Ram.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబోడ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్,
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
మొట్టమొదట నీవెవరో నీవు తెలుసుకో.
ద ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ నో హూ యు ఆర్.
హూ ఆమ్ ఐ? ఐ ఐ ఐ
పుట్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్, హూ ఆమ్ ఐ?
నేను అనేటువంటిది నీవు తెలుసుకోలేనప్పుడు నీ సమాజంలో, నీ గ్రామంలో ఎంతమంది నేను అనేటువంటి వాళ్ళు లేరు.
వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ హూ ఆమ్ ఐ, వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఫన్ ఆఫ్ నోయింగ్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఇన్ ద విలేజ్?
కనుక నీకు నీవు నేనెవరు అని తెలుసుకుంటే అందరూ నేనే అనేటువంటిది అర్థమవుతుంది.
దెన్ వన్స్ యు నో హూ ఆమ్ ఐ ఫస్ట్, యుల్ బి నోయింగ్ ద రెస్ట్.
ఎన్నియో నేనులున్నాయి ఈ ప్రపంచంలో.
వి ఫైండ్ దిస్ ఐ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్.
ఇన్ని నేను నీవు తెలుసుకోవటం నీకు సాధ్యమవుతుందా?
ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ టు నో ఎవ్రీవన్?
కాదు కాదు.
నో,
నిన్ను నీవు తెలుసుకుంటేవా అన్ని నేను తెలుసుకున్న వారవుతావు.
దెన్ వన్స్ ఐ నో హూ ఆమ్ ఐ, ఐ విల్ బి నోయింగ్ ద రెస్ట్.
కనుక నీవు అందరినీ తెలుసుకోవాలనుకుంటే నీవెవరో మొట్టమొదటి నీకు తెలుసుకో.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు నో ఎవ్రీవన్ ఫస్ట్ నో యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
నేను ఆత్మ అనేటువంటి నీవు తెలుసుకున్నప్పటి తర్వాత అందరూ ఆత్మస్వరూపులని సులభంగా మనకు అర్థమవుతుంది.
దెన్ వన్స్ యూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఐ యామ్ ఆత్మ ద స్పిరిట్,
అయితే కొన్ని ప్రభుత్వ ఉద్యోగం లోపల, కొన్ని ప్రభుత్వం యొక్క అధికారం లోపల కొన్ని కొన్ని మంది ఉద్యోగాలు చేస్తున్నప్పుడు వీరందరూ ఈ సమత్వాన్ని భావించుకోవటం చాలా కష్టమవుతుంది.
బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ప్రొఫెషన్ అండ్ వొకేషన్ ఇట్ మే నాట్ బి పాసిబుల్ టు అబ్జర్వ్ ఈక్వాలిటీ.
కానీ
బట్
సాధ్యమైనంత వరకు కూడాను,
నెక్స్ట్ ఇంపాసిబుల్,
దాన్ని కూడా కొంచెం వరకు తప్పించుకుని,
వి హావ్ ఆల్సో ఫైండ్ అవే,
వారిని కూడా క్షమించి,
వి హావ్ టు పార్డన్ దెం,
వారి సరైన మార్గానికి తిప్పడానికి పూనుకోవటం మానవత్వం యొక్క దివ్యత్వం.
ది రియల్ డివినిటీ లైస్ హియర్ ఇన్ షోయింగ్ దెమ్ దట్ రైట్ డైరెక్షన్.
అసలు ఆధ్యాత్మికం అంటే ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ?
ఆధ్యాత్మికమనగా
స్పిరిచువాలిటీ మీన్స్
తన ఎందున్నటువంటి పశుత్వాన్ని హింసించి,
ఫస్ట్ కిల్లింగ్ ది యానిమల్ క్వాలిటీ,
తన ఎత్తున్న మానవత్వాన్ని దివ్యత్వంగా మార్చుకోవటమే ఇదే దివ్యత్వమైన ఆధ్యాత్మికం.
ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మింగ్ ది హ్యూమన్నెస్, ది హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ ఇన్ యూ ఇంటు ద డివైన్.
ప్రతి మానవుని ఎందుకు పశుత్వం ఉంటుండాలి?
దేర్ ఇస్ యానిమాలిటీ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ మ్యాన్.
మొట్టమొదటి ఈ పశుత్వాన్ని మనం తింపుకోవాలి.
ఫస్ట్ వీ హావ్ టు కిల్ ది బీస్టియల్ క్వాలిటీ.
ఆ పశుత్వాన్ని చంపి,
ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కిల్డ్.
మన మానవత్వాన్ని దివ్యత్వంగా మార్చుకోవాలి.
అండ్ వీ హావ్ టు ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్ ది హ్యూమన్నెస్, హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ ఇన్ ద డివైన్.
ఆధ్యాత్మికము,
దిస్ ఇస్ ట్రూ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ.
ఆధ్యాత్మికం ఆధ్యాత్మికమనగా
స్పిరిచువాలిటీ మ్యాన్,
ఆత్మను తెలుసుకోవటం కాదు.
నాట్ మియర్లీ నోయింగ్ సెల్ఫ్.
మన ఎందున్నటువంటి యొక్క ఈ పశుత్వాన్ని దూరం చేసి,
వీ హావ్ టు డిస్టెన్స్ ది యానిమాలిటీ,
దివ్యత్వంగా మనం మార్చుకోవటమే నిజమైన ఆధ్యాత్మికం.
అండ్ బికమింగ్ వన్ విత్ ది డివైన్ ఈజ్ ట్రూ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ.
కనుక ఆధ్యాత్మికం అనేటువంటి దానికి కూడా అనేక అర్థాలు ఉంటున్నాయి.
స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఆధ్యాత్మిక,
ఆది ఆత్మ యొక్క సంబంధమే ఆధ్యాత్మికం.
అండ్ ఆధ్యాత్మ ఇస్ ఎ కనెక్షన్ దట్ ఇస్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ద బిగినింగ్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్.
అందరి యందు ఉండినటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వమే ఆధ్యాత్మికం.
ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇస్ ఆధ్యాత్మిక.
నీవు నేను ఒకటే అనేటువంటి ఏకత్వంగా భావించుకోవటమే ఆధ్యాత్మికం.
ద ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ వన్నెస్ దట్ ఐ అండ్ యూ ఆర్ వన్ ఇస్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఏకత్వంలో మనం ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గెట్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ వన్నెస్.
ఎవరేమనుకున్నప్పటికీ మనం దానికి ఏమాత్రం కూడా జంకకూడదు.
Think as they like, but don't be bothered of it.
Dharmaraju mahasabha lopala kurchunnadu.
He sat there in his court.
Duryodhanudu ishtamachinattuga cheptunnadu.
Duryodhana was speaking as he liked.
Kattagalaki krishnunni nindistu vachadu.
And he went on blaming even Krishna.
Agatamuramu ivudavadiki krishnudiki.
And Krishna has no authority, deserved this.
ఇప్పుడు అగ్రతాంబూలం తీసుకోవడానికి అర్హుడే కాదు.
He said Krishna is not eligible to receive.
అని అనేక రకములుగా దూషించాడు.
And he went on accusing him.
అప్పుడు
then
ధర్మజుడు చాలా బాధపడ్డాడు.
ధర్మజా felt so sad.
నా ప్రభువును ఇంత గొప్ప సభ లోపల ఈ విధంగా తుచ్చంగా దూషిస్తున్నాడే.
మై లార్డ్ ఈస్ క్రిటిసైజ్ ఓపెన్లీ ఇన్ దిస్ పబ్లిక్ కోర్ట్, హీ ఫెల్ సో సాడ్.
వీడికి దూషించే అధికారం ఎక్కడుంది?
వాట్ రైట్ హ్యాస్ హీ?
ఇది కేవలము పర్సనల్ డిసప్పాయింట్ యొక్క రోగమే.
దట్స్ ఆల్ ద రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పర్సనల్ డిసప్పాయింట్మెంట్.
కనుకనే ఈ యొక్క పర్సనల్ డిసప్పాయింట్ వచ్చినటువంటి రోగానికి తగినటువంటి మంది ఇవ్వాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ హీ షుడ్ బి క్యూర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డిసీజ్ దట్ హస్ కమ్ అప్ బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనల్ డిసప్పాయింట్మెంట్.
ధర్మజుడు కృష్ణుని పాదాలు పట్టుకున్నాడు.
ధర్మజ కాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
కృష్ణ ఈ విధంగా దూషిస్తుంటే మీరు ఎంత చిరునవ్వు నవ్వుతున్నారు.
జస్ట్ బ్లేమింగ్ యూ, యు ఆర్ స్మైలింగ్.
కానీ మీకు నవ్వు వస్తుందేమో కానీ నాకు చాలా దుఃఖంగా ఉంది అన్న.
యు మే స్మైల్ బట్ ఐ ఫీల్ లైక్ క్రైయింగ్.
పిచ్చివాడా ధర్మజ,
ఓ బ్యాడ్ క్యాప్.
దూషణ భూషణ తిరస్కార పురస్కారం అన్ని కూడా దేహంకే కానీ నాకు కాదు.
ద ప్రైజ్ అండ్ ద బ్లేమ్ బిలాంగ్ టు ద బాడీ బట్ నాట్ టు ద సెల్ఫ్.
ఈ దూషణ భూషణ తిరస్కారాలకు మనం ఎందుకు లొంగాలి?
యాక్సెప్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డినైల్ ఆర్ ద ప్రైజ్ ఆర్ బ్లేమ్,
మనమే మన దేహాన్ని దూషించుకుంటుంటాం.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వి హావ్ టు క్రిటిసైజ్ అవర్ బాడీ,
నాకు అన్ని రోగములు చెందుతున్నాయే అని దేహాన్ని మనమే దూషిస్తున్నాం.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వి ఫీల్ సో బ్యాడ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బాడీ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఎఫెక్ట్స్.
నీ దేహాన్ని నీవు దూషిస్తుంటున్నప్పుడు ఇతరులు నీ దేహాన్ని దూషించడం నీకు సహాయమే చేసిన వారు అవుతారు.
వెన్ యువర్ బాడీ ఇస్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టబుల్ టు యూ బీయింగ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఎఫెక్ట్స్, నీకు అపకారం
చేసిన వారు
అవుతారు. బై క్రిటిసైజింగ్ యువర్ హెల్త్
నీకు తోడునీడైన వాడు,
అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దే హెల్ప్ యూ.
అప్పుడు ధర్మజుడు చాలా ఆనందాన్ని పొంది, స్వామి ఇలాంటి ప్రబోధన చేసేటువంటి వారు లేకపోవటం చేతనే లోకంలో అనేక మంది ఈ రకమైనటువంటి అజ్ఞానంలో మునిగిపోతున్నారు.
There are none to give that beautiful spiritual teaching to everybody. Therefore, all are ignorant.
వాడు ఎలాంటి మార్పులు పెట్టాడు?
What kind of spite?
స్నానము చేయు, ఆ జవరాంధ్ర చీరలు కాజేసినందుకు అప్పు చెయ్యకు.
Krishna, do you deserve these salutations in the first place because you have robbed the garments of those ladies?
Kolla bhoomundato thallalaadinnaadu harinchinanduka addamiduta.
Is it because that you have stolen the butter and the curd?
Dharmaja, chaaruniki katti petti nee panchangam inka.
You just stop whatever you do.
Pogadukona boku chaarinchu mui nor anna.
Don't praise Krishna anymore. Shut up, he said.
Shut up annadu.
Shut up, he said.
చాలా మంచి మాట చెప్పాడు అన్నాడు కృష్ణుడు.
కృష్ణ సెడ్ హి సెడ్ వెరీ గుడ్ వర్డ్స్.
దుర్యోధనుడు అన్నీ తెలిసినటువంటి వాడే,
అండ్ హీ నోస్ ఆల్.
అన్ని తెలిసి కూడా అజ్ఞానంలో మునుగుతున్నాడు.
దో హీ నోస్ ఆల్,
నీవు అన్ని తెలిసి నీవు కూడా అజ్ఞానంలో మునిగితే ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
ఇఫ్ యూ ఫాలో హిమ్ యూ ఆల్సో టర్న్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్. వాట్ ఇస్ ది యూజ్?
నోరు మూయి అన్నాడు.
సో యూ షట్ అప్.
అదే మౌనానికి సరైనటువంటి అర్థం,
అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూ మీనింగ్.
ఎక్కువ ఇతరులపై దూషించకూడదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ క్రిటిసైజ్ ఎనీబడీ.
మౌనం కలహం నాస్తి అన్నారు.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమైన్ సైలెంట్ దేర్ విల్ బి నో కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్.
వాడు చేస్తే చేసినాడు,
లెట్ హిమ్ క్రిటిసైజ్ యూ.
నీవు వాడికి చేయవద్దు.
యూ డోంట్ డూ ఇట్.
ఎవరు నీకు అపకారం చేశారో,
ద వన్ హూ హస్ హార్మ్డ్ యూ,
వారికి ఒక వందనం ఇచ్చేసి
యూ జస్ట్ పే రెస్పెక్ట్.
వారికి తిరిగి నీవు ప్రతి అపకారం చేయవద్దు.
అండ్ డోంట్ రిటాలియేట్.
చేస్తే వాడు చేసింది నువ్వు చేశావు, నీవేమంత గొప్పవాడవుతావు?
ఇఫ్ యూ రియాక్ట్ అండ్ రిటాలియేట్ యూ ఆల్సో బి కమిటింగ్ ఎ సిన్.
వాడు చేసింది తప్పు అనుకుంటున్నావు.
యూ సే దట్ అదర్స్,
నీవు తిరిగి అదే అపకారం చేస్తే నీవే చేసింది మాత్రం రైట్ అవుతుందా?
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ కమిట్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ యూ విల్ బి కమిటింగ్ ఎన్ అఫెన్స్.
చేయవద్దు.
డూ ఇట్.
వారు చేస్తే చేసుకుని,
లెట్ దెమ్ డూ ఇన్ దేర్ ఓన్ వే.
నీవెవరికి అపకారం చేయవద్దు.
డోంట్ హార్మ్ ఎనీబడీ.
అందరి క్షేమాన్ని నీవు కోరు.
విష్ ఫర్ ది వెల్బీయింగ్.
అందుకోసమే దినము మనం చేస్తున్నాము, లోక సమస్త సుఖినో భవంతు.
దాట్స్ అవర్ డైలీ ప్రేయర్.
అందరూ సుఖంగా ఉండాలి.
ఆల్ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ.
సర్వులు సుఖంగా ఉండినప్పుడే నీ సుఖం కూడా ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
వెన్ ఆల్ ఆర్ హ్యాపీ యూ కెన్ బి హ్యాపీ.
కనుక మనం అందరి సుఖాన్ని కూడా కోరుతున్నాం.
వీ షుడ్ ప్రే ఫర్
అందరి క్షేమాన్ని మనం ఆశిస్తాము.
అండ్ వీ వాంట్ దట్ ఆల్ షుడ్ బి ఆల్ షుడ్ ప్రాస్పర్.
అందరి ఆరోగ్యాన్ని కూడా మనం ఆశిస్తాము.
వీ ప్రే ఫర్ ది హెల్త్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీబడీ.
ఎవరి అపకారము మనం కోరకూడదు.
అండ్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ విష్ ఫర్ బ్యాడ్.
ఎవరు మనకు ద్వేషం లేదు.
హ్యాపెన్ టు ఎనీబడీ.
ఈ లోకంలో ద్వేషులే లేరు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో హేట్రెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్.
ఏదో ద్వేషులుగా నీవు భావిస్తున్నావు, కానీ
యూ కన్సిడర్ ఇట్ సో.
అందరు నీ మిత్రులే.
ఆల్ ఆర్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్.
కనుక అందరినీ మిత్రులుగా భావించు.
కన్సిడర్ ఆల్ ఆస్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్.
అప్పుడే నీ యొక్క ఉదారమైనటువంటి యొక్క స్వభావము,
యువర్ బ్రాడ్ మైండెడ్నెస్,
విశాలమైనటువంటి యొక్క హృదయము,
అండ్ యువర్ గాడ్ బ్రాడ్
నీ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావము,
సీక్రెట్ థాట్స్
ప్రపంచానికి అందించినటువంటి వాడవుతావు.
యూ విల్ బి షేరింగ్ విత్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఇన్ దిస్
వరల్డ్. దీనికోసమే భగవంతుడు నిన్ను పుట్టించాడు.
అండ్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్పస్ యు ఆర్ గిఫ్టెడ్ విత్ లవ్.
భగవంతుడు ప్రతి మానవుని పుట్టించేది ఏదో ఒక అంతరార్థం కోసమని పుట్టించాడు.
యు ఆర్ గిఫ్టెడ్ విత్ లైఫ్ విత్ సమ్ పర్పస్ బిహైండ్.
తన ఇష్టం వచ్చింది ఆ పని చేసుకుని,
and then you do what you like.
తనకు అర్పితం చేయి.
అండ్ యూ ఆఫర్
ఏ హృదయము నొసగితే ఈశ నాకు మగిడి దానినే అర్పింతు మహితమూర్తి.
ఓ గాడ్, ద హార్ట్ దట్ యు హావ్ గివెన్ మీ గిఫ్టెడ్ మీ ఎర్లియర్ ఈజ్ ఆఫర్ టు యూ బ్యాక్.
పరగ వేరేమి తెత్తు నీ పాదార్చనకును.
వాట్ ఎల్స్ కెన్ ఐ ఆఫర్ అన్ టు యూ.
అంజనకింతు అందుకోవయ్య నీవు అన్నాడు.
ఓ గాడ్, ఐ జాయిన్ బౌత్ ఆఫ్ మై హ్యాండ్స్.
నీకు ఇచ్చిన హృదయాన్ని నీకు అందిస్తున్నాను.
ఐ గివ్ యూ బ్యాక్ ద హార్ట్ దట్
నా దగ్గర కొత్త వస్తువులు నాదేమీ లేవు.
ఐ డోంట్ హావ్ ఎనీథింగ్ యూ.
నా దగ్గర నీవిచ్చినవే ఉన్నాయి.
ఐ గాట్ ఆల్
నీవిచ్చినవే నీకు అందిస్తున్నాను.
ఐ గివ్ యూ బ్యాక్ దట్ యూ గిఫ్టెడ్.
అది ఏ నీవిచ్చిన పెద్ద వస్తువు నాకు.
దట్ ఈస్ ద బిగ్ గిఫ్ట్ యూ హావ్.
అది ఏ ప్రేమ, ప్రేమ, ప్రేమ.
దట్ ఈస్ లవ్ అండ్ లవ్ అలోన్.
ఆ ప్రేమను నేను తిరిగి 10 మందికి పంచాలి.
అండ్ దట్ లవ్ ఐ హావ్ టు షేర్.
ఆ ప్రేమను పంచే కోసం నీ ప్రేమను పెంచుకోవాలి.
అండ్ టు షేర్ దిస్ లవ్ ఇన్ మీ విత్ అదర్స్.
ఏ మానవుని యందు ద్వేషము, అసూయ, క్రోధము ఈ మూడు కూడా మునిగి ఉంటాయో అలాంటి వారు చాలా 10 మంది కట్టుకున్న భార్య బిడ్డలు కూడా పరిగణించరు.
ద మ్యాన్ విత్ హేట్రెడ్, జెలస్ అండ్ యాంగర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టబుల్ టు హిజ్ ఓన్ ఫ్యామిలీ, ద వైఫ్ అండ్ చిల్డ్రన్.
కనుక ఆ దుర్గుణాలు మొట్టమొదటి దూరం చేయాలి.
సో వీ షుడ్ remove those bad qualities.
మనం ప్రేమను పెంచుకుంటే ఈ దుర్గుణాలంతా సహజంగా దూరం అయిపోతాయి.
And once we foster love, these bad qualities will go.
కనుకని మానవత్వం అనేటువంటిది దివ్యత్వంగా వచ్చినటువంటి ఒక స్వరూపమే.
So human life is essentially divine.
కానీ అనేక మంది లోపల కొన్ని దుర్గుణాలంతా కూడా కదిలిపోతుంటాయి.
We find so many bad qualities among many.
పుట్టినప్పుడు పవిత్రమైన హృదయంగానే పుడతాడు.
He was born sacred.
పెరుగుతూ 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 పెద్ద బాబు కోత అయినట్టుగా ఈ దుర్గుణాలంతా వచ్చి లోపల చేర్చుకుంటారు.
With the passage of time, the wicked qualities also grow.
ఈ యొక్క దుర్గుణాలు తమని తాము చేర్చుకున్నారే కానీ అవి పెరగలేదు.
The presence of bad qualities are of your own making.
ఆ యొక్క దుర్గుణాలు నీకే దూరం చేస్తాయి.
And they will take you, put you to danger.
నీ మానవత్వాన్ని మసిగలుపుతాయి.
You will ruin your own human quality.
కనుక నీవు హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీని పాడు చేసుకోవద్దు.
డోంట్ స్పాయిల్ యువర్ హ్యూమన్ నేచర్.
మానవత్వం ఎంత పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది.
ద హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్
ఎంత దివ్యమైనటువంటిది. ఎంత భవ్యమైనటువంటిది. ఎంత సున్నితమైనటువంటిది.
సో సాఫ్ట్ అండ్
అలాంటి మానవత్వాన్ని ఎందుకు నువ్వు పాడు చేసుకుంటున్నావు?
సచ్ ఎ నోబుల్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ యువర్ స్పాయిలింగ్ విత్ యువర్
స్వార్థం కోసమని, స్వప్రయోజనం కోసమని పరులను దూషించి, పరులను హింసించి, పరులను నొప్పి పెట్టడం మంచిది కాదు.
ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ అండ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ It is not proper on your part to harm others, criticize others, put others to suffering.
పరుల యొక్క మంచిని చూచి నీవు ఆనందించు.
Be happy when others are happy.
పరుల యొక్క సుఖాన్ని చూచి నీవు ఆనందించు.
Be happy when others
అప్పుడే నీకు ఆనందం నీకు లభిస్తుంది.
Then only you can find happiness in you.
అప్పుడే మానవత్వం పెంచుకున్న వాడవుతావు.
Then you can develop this human nature.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా.
Embodiments of love.
పూర్వమంతా కూడాను ఏ ఆరాధన చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
What sort of worship was there in the
కేవలం ప్రకృతిని ఆరాధన చేస్తూ వచ్చారు. ప్రకృతి.
దే వర్షిప్ ద నేచర్. ప్రకృతి.
ప్రకృతిని ఆరాధన చేయటం తప్పు కాదే.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎ మిస్టేక్ టు వర్షిప్ నేచర్.
తినే తిండిని,
ద ఫుడ్ దట్ వి పార్టేక్,
త్రాగే నీరుని,
అండ్ ది వాటర్ దట్
పండే పంటను,
అండ్ ద హార్వెస్ట్ గ్రెయిన్,
అనేక రకమైనటువంటి ఒక ఆహార విహారం అంతా మనకు అందిస్తుంది అది ఈ భూదేవి.
అండ్ ఇన్ ద నేచర్ దట్ సప్లైస్ ద ఫుడ్, రేమెంట్ అండ్ షెల్టర్.
ఇంతే కాదు, మానవునికి కావలసినటువంటి ఒక ధనధాన్యములు కూడా అందిస్తున్నాయి.
ఆల్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్స్ లైక్ ది గ్రెయిన్ ఆల్సో సప్లైడ్ బై ఎర్త్.
ఇంతే కాదు,
నాట్ ఓన్లీ దిస్,
నాణ్యములుగా ఉండేటువంటి బంగారు వెండిని కూడా పండిస్తుంటారు.
అండ్ వి ఆల్సో ఫైండ్ ప్రెషస్ మెటల్స్ లైక్ గోల్డ్.
వజ్రాలు కూడా పండిస్తుంటారు.
ఇవన్నీ
కూడా పండించి నీకు ఇచ్చేది ఆ భూమిని ఆరాధన చేయటంలో తప్పేమున్నది?
వాట్ మిస్టేక్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇఫ్ యూ వర్షిప్ మదర్ ఎర్త్ దట్ సప్లైస్ యూ ద
సర్వ ప్రాణములను కూడా రక్షించేటువంటి యొక్క పంచ ప్రాణములను మనం ఆరాధన చేయటంలో తప్పేమున్నది?
వాట్ ఇస్ ది మిస్టేక్ ఇఫ్ యూ వర్షిప్ అడోర్ ద లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్?
కనుకనే మనము ప్రాచీనం చేస్తున్నటువంటి యొక్క ఈ ఆరాధన అన్ని కూడా పవిత్రమైనటువంటివి.
ఆల్ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ బై ది ఏన్షియన్స్ ఆర్ సీక్రెట్.
ఏదో ఒక తుచ్చమైనటువంటి దానికోసమని ఉత్తమమైనటువంటి దాన్ని నిర్మాణం చేసుకుని దానికంతా మనం ఆరాధన చేస్తున్నాము.
అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఫర్ మీన్ లో థింగ్స్ వీ ఫర్గెట్ దిస్ పాయింట్.
వద్దు వద్దు,
వీ షుడ్ నాట్
ప్రకృతి మన భూమాత,
అండ్ ఇట్స్ మదర్ ఎర్త్,
ఈ భూమాత గోమాత,
అండ్ ఆల్సో ద కౌ ఇస్ రివియర్డ్ యాజ్ మదర్,
వేదమాత,
అండ్ స్క్రిప్చర్ ఇస్ మదర్,
కన్నమాత,
అండ్ ఫిజికల్ మదర్.
ఈ నలుగురు మదర్లే మనకు నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆరాధన దేవత.
దీస్ ఫోర్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ హావ్ గాట్ టు బి రివియర్డ్.
అట్టి మాతలను మనం రక్షించుకుంటూ వారిని సంతృప్తి పరిచేటువంటి నిమిత్తమై మనం సరైన సాధనలు చేస్తూ రావాలి.
వి హావ్ టు రెస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ వర్షిప్ ద మదర్, ద ఫిజికల్ మదర్, ద కౌ ద మదర్, ద స్క్రిప్చర్.
అందుకని దైవారాధన చాలా ముఖ్యము.
అండ్ వర్షిపింగ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్,
ఈనాడు దైవారాధన అనేటువంటి సన్నగిల్లి పోవటం చేతనే,
బికాజ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో వర్షిప్ ఫర్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్,
ప్రపంచంలో అనేక దుఃఖములంతా పెరుగుతూ వస్తున్నాయి.
We find the whole world is in chaos.
ఎక్కడ చూసినా దుఃఖమే.
We find misery.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
Why?
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసాన్ని కోల్పోతున్నారు.
The self confidence is gone.
ఆత్మవిశ్వాసం పోయిన తర్వాత వాడి బ్రతికి ప్రయోజనం ఏంటి?
What for is the life without self confidence?
దైవారాధనే దేశం రక్షణ చేసేది.
Worship of the God, he will protect this country.
దైవారాధన చేస్తుంటుంటే దేశం అంతా బాగుపడిపోతుంది.
And once you think and worship God, the whole
ప్రజలందరూ ఆనందిస్తారు. ప్రజలందరూ ఆనందిస్తారు.
అండ్ ఆల్ పీపుల్ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ.
సుఖశాంతులు పొందుతారు.
యూ విల్ హావ్ పీస్
ఇన్ యువర్ సోల్. లోటు ఉండదు.
అండ్ దేర్ విల్ బి నో డెత్ ఆర్ సఫరింగ్.
అన్ని విధాలా మనము శాంతిని పొందుతాము.
యూ విల్ బి పీస్ఫుల్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వే.
కానీ శాంతి 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 పలుకుతున్నాం శాంతి పాట.
వి సే సింప్లీ రిపీట్ పీస్ 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 త్రై.
ఏంటి శాంతి?
వాట్ ఇస్ పీస్?
ఎందుకోసం పలుకుతున్నావు?
వాట్ ఫార్?
ఆది భౌతికము,
ఫిజికల్,
ఆది దైవికము, ఆధ్యాత్మికము,
స్పిరిచువల్.
ఈ మూడింటి ఎందు మనకు శాంతి కావాలి.
వి షుడ్ హావ్ పీస్ ఇన్ దీస్ త్రీ రెల్మ్.
దేహరీతిగా మనకు శాంతి కావాలి.
ఫిజికలీ వి షుడ్ బి పీస్ఫుల్.
మనస్సరీతిగా శాంతి కావాలి.
మెంటలీ వి షుడ్ బి పీస్ఫుల్.
ఆత్మరీతిగా శాంతి కావాలి.
అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్లీ వి షుడ్ బి పీస్ఫుల్.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క శాంతి ఉంటేనే మనము సరైనటువంటి మానవులుగా ఉంటాం.
When there is peace in these three levels, you will be peaceful.
Peace, 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 peace. Peace ప్రపంచంలో వెతుకుతావా?
Do you find peace in the outer
world? There is
no peace in the outer world.
Peace
you find only peace as peace outside.
Peace
the true peace is within you. Keep up, maintain the inner peace. Embodiments of love. Throughout night,
చక్కగా నామస్మరణ చేసి
chant glory of God.
ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క శక్తిని ప్రపంచానికి అంతా కూడా ప్రసరింప చేయాలి.
The sacred energy that you are going to have should be shared with everybody.
ఈశ్వరత్వానికి సరైనటువంటి గుర్తు.
That is the true sign of the divinity.
ఈశ్వరుడు అనగా ఏమిటి?
Who is Ishwara?
గాలి వలె సంచరించేటువంటి వాడు ఈశ్వరుడు.
Ishwara the divine moves about freely like air.
గాలి ఏ విధంగా సర్వత్రా సంచరిస్తుందో
just as air is all pervasive.
ఈశ్వరుడు ఆ విధంగా సంచరించేటువంటి
వాడు. Also God is all expansive.
కనుకని మీ యొక్క ప్రేమను మీ యొక్క నామస్మరణను ఈ ప్రపంచానికంతా కూడా చక్కగా ప్రచారం చేస్తూ రావాలి.
Therefore you should publicize, propagate, practice the God's name and share with everybody.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి నామ బిన ఆనంద నహి. హరి నామ బిన ఆనంద నహి. హరి భజన బిన శాంతి నహి.
Bye.
Hamara,
Sai Ram,
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, there are two important announcements. We request you all to be seated until the chief guest leaves Sai Kulwant Hall. All the devotees will have lunch prasadam distribution behind the north block. Daichesi gamaninchandi, mukhya atithulu Sai Kulwant Hall nundi tarali velledaka అందరు కూర్చుని ఉండవలసిందిగా మనవి. భక్తులందరికీ కూడా లంచ్ ప్రసాదం నార్త్ బిల్డింగ్స్ వెనకాల ఏర్పాటు చేయబడింది. సాయిరామ్.